Welcome to today's episode of Beyond the Try Line. You're listening to First Take, Habits of Excellence. I'm your host, Huntley Anderson, and today we are deep diving into the topic of playbook execution, a crucial aspect of success in any sport or any program. As we explore our development, we must examine how it is that playbooks can serve as a best practice in order to allow for programs to develop, as well as student athletes to be able to recognize what type of system we are playing in and build a resilient culture that is able to compete year in, year out. And it is not where we are doing well one season and then the next season we are not doing so well. When we examine any playbook, it must be about our strategic guide, which outlines our plays and formations and tactics that will improve our program experience, from coach to managers, from coach to athletes, from managers to athletes, and overall the community support, which would include other caretakers or guardians associated with the sport. Once we can identify what this playbook is, what our identity is, it will allow for us to set achievable, measurable outcomes where persons know that this is what it is that we want to achieve across the season, and that it is not about winning. It is about development of the student athletes to be able to compete at the high school level, transition to the domestic level, to the regional level, and the ultimate preparation of seeking international participation in any sport that they are competing in. In order for them to do this, is that coaches within programs have to have effective communication and synchronization to develop and execute basic playbook strategies that everyone within the program is on the same page, they understand their roles and responsibilities within the playing system, and that they understand that this is how we practice, and it is from our practice that we will become competitive, as well as recognize those in-game situations and how it is to target them. Across my experience, one of the things that I would have identified within any playbook system is that don't try to complex it. Try to make it as simple as possible. And I would have identified three tenets that I would have found success in. Those three tenets in preparation and execution of any playbook, it is 1, timing, 2, discipline, and 3, tactics. Identifying what to recognize in-game through practice so that it is easy to achieve by staff and athletes alike. We'll examine the first one, which is timing. This one is very vital in terms of how it is that you deploy your playbook, because it makes a difference between the student athlete and or coach identifying what are the opportunities that exist within the system and executing at the right time with the right precision to ensure that there is a successful action on and off the field. If you focus well on timing, understand what that system of play is, what is happening at that time, and ensuring that each one is so synchronized in order to recognize those opportunities so that there can be successful execution. That timing can make the difference between a good decision or a bad decision that will impact your training session and or in-game tactic that may cost you a game or cost you development or your gains. The second tenet that I want us to examine is discipline. And this is very crucial because it allows for players to resist any temptation or making impulsive decisions that can impact trust and or erode your gains, whether it is in practice and or in-game integrity that will cost you development and or share that can impact your program positively. Discipline is key. It is not about just teaching and learning. It is about building a culture or an identity that will allow for staff and student athletes to understand that there is a bigger picture outside of winning or losing, but building a system so that the future student athletes that come in, they are resilient enough to never say die. When we think of in-game tactics, this is where majority of your focus within your playbook must be placed. Teaching student athletes and or staff to recognize what works, what doesn't work. What is the formation that you're using? What are the numbers that you're seeing? What will happen in this situation? And how it is that you react to 1v1, 2v1, 3v2. So it is teaching your student athletes to become tactically aware in its execution, not by just telling, but setting up situations that allows a student athlete to develop across the situations from training to play in. From training to play in. And if you can have them train and play in the same way, it is going to become easier for these athletes to adapt their execution from training into a match situation. You will see the rewards. Please try and target that as you develop your student athletes and programs to become the best or the better version of what it is that they did yesterday. When we look at playbooks, there's a little bit more to them outside of the three tenets that I would have identified. Is the whole aspect of confidence. Throughout the experience that I would have had with playbooks is that it allowed for the student athletes to have an element of invincibility. They know exactly what it is that is coming because they recognize those in-game situations. They recognize what it is that the opponents are doing. And it led to trust. And where it is that you have trust, it builds a positive mindset that enables the student athletes to perform at their best and execute within the plays with confidence and conviction. Allow for your programs to have their playbooks because it will impact your student athletes in the best way. In concluding, I would like to share, any playbook development that you have, it has to be built on a platform of repeated excellence. It might be simple, but go over it every day. Ensure that you pay attention to communication, timing, discipline, adaptability, and confidence, because this will allow for your student athletes to develop a flawless execution and recognizing opportunities when they are playing against teams, and they will be able to achieve goals or measurable outcomes that will dominate opponents, because they know exactly, if I do A, I can expect B from the opponents, and if they do B from the opponents, I can do C. And that is the greatest tool that you can equip any student athlete with, allowing them to troubleshoot and or live within a system that has an identity, because it will build their confidence and make them become invincible. Remember, if you are a part of the community, whether you are staff, whether you are a manager, whether you are a student athlete, whether you are a caretaker, or you are a guardian, always remember, practice your playbook diligently and execute within the precision of ensuring that you have a great experience in your programs. Rock that energy! Rock that energy! Rock that! One, two, three!